A judge has dismissed a lawsuit claiming the Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles discriminated against a guy, or against men in general, by giving tote bags to women during a Mother's Day baseball game, not last year, but the year before. That's right. Still moving through the courts. Orange County Superior Court Judge Jonathan Cannon ruled that the giveaway was not biased against men and that the event was a way to honor mothers. So it didn't make sense to give the tote bags to guys. But that didn't stop Michael Cohn from going to court. He's an L.A. psychologist. He claimed that thousands of men were entitled to damages because they were treated unfairly. Just women received the tote bags that day. Cohn got himself an attorney, and, well, he took the ball club to court. A judge has dismissed the lawsuit, and this Mike fella, he ain't happy. He's still steamed. Well, his friends don't get it. They try to get him out golfing, but he just seethes. What you up to, Mike? What am I up to? Still stewing over not getting the tote bag. Mike, that was 2 years ago now. Can't you let it go? For God's sake, let it go, man. But they gave them to women, the tote bags. They gave them to women. And when I went through, and other guys went through, they held them back. They held them back. Mike, it was a tote bag. None of the men wanted it. That's not the point. It's the principle. Mike, this is tearing you up. We can see it's tearing you up. You got to move on for your own sake. You've aged 20 years in the last 20 months. I'm trying to move on. Can't you see I'm trying to move on? But these courts, they won't let me. They keep shutting me down. Where's the justice? No justice, no peace. That's what I say. Mike, here. Take this. This is my wife's tote bag. You can have this. You don't understand, Ted. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than all of us. Larger forces are at work here, my friend. Larger issues. It's gone quite a bit beyond one freaking tote bag, my man. Mike, they're never going to let you have your way on this. No one's ever going to see it your way. Well, then I'll see you later. Mike, no, Mike! 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 How did they get this sound effect? Are they just walking into any old hospital and put on a tape recorder? How do you get this? Is that legal? I'd like to know where they got that. And how old is it? Maybe hospitals don't sound that way anymore. I love the ambient sound library we have for sound effects. It's just, whose job is it to just grab a tape recorder and run around putting it on and then bringing it into the library? I remember thinking, it's not always sounding legit how we're getting a hold of these sound effects. How do you get a pig to do this? This is from our pig sound effects section, and I never see pigs making that sound like that. Whoa. They're not just sticking a tape recorder in the pig pen here. They're doing something, see? That's not a natural, normal sound. I wonder if Mike Wallace ever looked into this. Where do the sound effects come from, and what's legal and what isn't, and how we get a hold of these things?